You're listening to SBS News.
In the back room of an unassuming Sydney convenience store, Islamic prayer is held in a convenience space. For more than 3 years, the private prayer room has helped Muslims who don't live or work near a mosque and wish to pray in groups. Zulfikar Ali Khan works in procurement and says he uses the prayer space during his lunch breaks.
We have to pray five times a day. And it's recommended to pray with the congregation. So here's where everyone gets together and we can pray together. At least this is a place where I could pray. So it is important, yeah.
Ahsan Farazi, an engineer by trade, has been helping his community find a place to pray for 22 years. In 1996, he says the prayer room was in the building next door until structural defects and council problems forced worshippers out.
And we thought we wouldn't have a place to pray. Till we have this place, we renovated this one. But again, it is in a very smaller scale, nothing like what we used to have before. And we still use it as a very sort of a private, organized place. People casually come here, the people who works around here and lives next door, things like that. Those are the people coming here just to attend the prayer only.
The store's managers wound up making a large contribution, offering the unused back room for daily prayers, or salah in Arabic. Taxi driver Mohammed Hafiz Al-Haq, who occasionally uses the prayer room, says prayer is a very significant pillar of Muslim life.
That's why we give it priority over our work, over anything. Because the importance of salah is like the life and death. Like the person who prays prayer, he's like live person. The person who have no prayer, he's like the dead person. So that's why it's very important for us. Very important.
With mosques often concentrated in certain parts of the capital cities, more makeshift prayer rooms are popping up in other suburbs. Ahsan Farazi believes they provide a social element as well and ease stress in worshippers' daily lives.
With this sort of little places where only few people can get together, brings the heart together and we communicate each other. That enlightens us.
Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.